Hello and welcome to the Resident Evil Infinite Darkness spoiler cast. I'm your host, Dan Video Games, and with me are my usual co-hosts. I have Bob from Gigaboots.
Infinite.
KZ from KZExcellent.com.
Terror comes from fear.
And Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
I'm going to do something that would seem like a Chad move if it made any sense at all.
You know, that's well describing not only events of this story, but also Netflix's strategy. So anyway, we're here to talk about Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, an anime produced by Netflix, or at least paid for to some degree by Netflix.
Japanimation.
Produced by Source Filmmaker.
and with the composer of the JoJo anime.
Written and directed by someone who has produced such masterpieces as a bunch of live-action adaptations of anime and a movie called Breast Volleyball.
You know, that seems about right based on the writing here. Anyways, for anyone who hasn't joined us for a spoiler cast before, what we like to do is start off with a couple sentences each about general feeling on it and then make a sound. We'll then jump into a deep conversation about it, cutting into various aspects of the thing and trying to come together to figure out what this experience we all had together but separately was and meant. And then at the end, we give it a score and give you our total review in summary. Let's get our feelings off we're going to start off with Bob. Bob, what do you, how did Resident Evil Infinite Darkness make you feel?
I was surprised. I didn't think that it could be like this. This is probably the worst Resident Evil content I have consumed ever.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to give it a...
Okay, well, we're going to move from there to KZ.
When we've done a spoiler cast, we experience a piece of media, sometimes food. And when it gets bad, you're like, oh, I don't know about this. We've hit the bottom. We have hit the bottom. I can't even run a bit. My noise is, oh no.
Mr. Feel.
I don't think this is the bottom. This is definitely, I think, probably the worst thing we've ever done a spoiler cast on.
That makes it the bottom.
I don't think it can stand up to things like the Golden Compass. So I'm going to give this a,
Well, luckily for us, Golden Compass is a Cursed Content Committee. This mm-hmm. is spoiler cast. It's a yep. different subset.
Yep.
It's funny because Casey's like, this is the worst thing ever. And Phil goes, worst thing ever yet.
Yeah, I know. He always does this bit. And I'm like, no, I won't do that.
We've watched things that I would say are worse.
Yeah,
but
think
I'm talking about the spoiler cast.
We could well run into something that's cursed content here on accident for a spoiler cast.
We did! We watched this!
Right? But it's not as bad as some of the cursed contents.
Hey, I guess I need to give my feelings. Sure, this is the worst piece of Resident Evil. Nothing is as bad as this. That Game Boy Color game is a fucking masterpiece compared to this. Literally every Resident Evil thing is vastly better than this. That's my sound. Okay, let's get into it. This is clearly a movie that has been cut poorly into a series, and that's very bizarre.
What makes you think that? Could it be the part where one episode ended halfway through a scene?
Yeah, it's that and the part where they keep re-showing you parts from the first episode. The part where its runtime is eerily similar to a movie. The part where no episode's ending scene has any importance or impact at all. The part where the thing isn't structured at any level like an episodic thing. And honestly, this is the least of the fucking thing's problems, but it's just really bizarre to watch it play out. Because I know plenty of things, like, for example, Castlevania, the Netflix season one, and some of the other seasons are, you know, you could watch them all in one sitting. It feels like a big movie, right? This, But each time they end an episode, it gives you that feeling of what's going to happen next. This doesn't even have that. It's just like a sentence that stopped halfway through.
They let him make that really great Netflix-style intro, though. We wouldn't get that if this were just a movie.
That's the worst one I've ever seen.
It really is. Like, it's impressive.
I'm trying to remember if that's the... Like, it's the worst actually on Netflix-style intro. I know I've seen someone else try to do a Netflix-style intro, and it was real bad.
I mean, I guess it's not the Netflix-style intro necessarily, because The Walking Dead had that, like, years ago.
That's true.
Of random stuff that might be related with somber music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the Andrew Kramer special.
Yes.
Stop saying that. I don't know who that is.
He's a very cool guy.
Okay.
I think he was hired to make the Walking Dead one, and then everything spawned from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
Didn't he also do the credit sequence for the first Star Trek reboot?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, that's, and you know, as I just said, that's the least of this thing's problems. It's just interesting. Let's go ahead and broad strokes it, though. Feel, how do you feel about what Claire did in this story?
Oh, no!
How can I have feelings about that? She didn't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really good when Leon just looks confused and he's like, Claire, what are you doing in this movie? And she's like, nothing.
And then Claire looks directly at the camera and says, it has to be like Resident Evil 2, so I'm here.
The funniest part is Dan or Bob said, we're almost through three episodes and she hasn't done anything. And I'm like, don't worry. There's still a chance. And within 60 seconds, she gets tased.
Oh, yeah. No, right as soon as we said that, right as soon as I said that, she got tased within 8 seconds. It was bad.
Yeah, it was really good. And then the credits pop up saying, like, this is based upon Resident Evil. I'm like, are you sure? Every time it felt like it was a joke when it would end with based on Resident Evil.
And here's my thing, and this is my thing with a lot of stuff. It doesn't need to be faithful to the original source material.
No.
You can do your own bizarre thing, and that'll be interesting in and of itself. The problem is that this has no identity, and it's not faithful to Resident Evil. Like, none of the plot of this or anything seems overtly Resident Evil. It's more like they took scenes, settings, right? Like underground lab, submarine, things like that that have been in Resident Evils at some point.
It honestly feels like a weird runoff of Resident Evil 6. Like, it's not even as much of a Resident Evil as 6 was. It's just whatever remains on the floor once you're done making it.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just blockbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like I'm a blockbuster movie written by idiots.
That would show up not even...
At Blockbuster. It would show up at Hollywood Video.
It would show up at Blockbuster, but not in theaters. And not never. Never. This is a direct-to-DVD release you find at Blockbuster that no one knows about.
It really is. This is like, okay, we're doing a CGI movie of this game for the Western audience. It's 2009. This will be released direct-to-DVD. You'll see it once in Blockbuster and never rent it, and then you'll forget it existed.
See? Yes.
Forever.
And that's really funny, because I've been sort of... I've never recommended any human watch the Resident Evil CG movies. And I've even said the last live action movie is absolutely terrible. Let me be clear. The last live action Resident Evil movie is like a point better than this. One.
There's any joy in those CG movies. There's anything to latch onto in those CG movies. Like, there's a part where Leon's like, oh, there's like fucking three tyrants and I don't have any guns. I'm dead. And then pulls out his knife like he's going to go down like a Chad.
Yes.
That's something.
Yeah.
The first episode of this almost like the first two episodes made me think this was going to have that. Because there's the one scene in the White House where Leon almost does a John Wick style move.
Yes.
Where he's like killing three zombies at once.
Yeah, that was funny. I also like the dude who got hit so hard he flew into a chandelier.
Yes, he does throw and it just sends him into the atmosphere. I like a Smash Bros. Or something.
Yes, the animation in that part just got insane. And I was like, please just do this the whole time and I'll at least give you a decent score. And then they didn't.
Yeah, then after those first two episodes, it stops.
Yeah.
That second episode's the best one.
I mean, that has the right rat fight scene, so of course.
I can't believe the accuracy on this guy.
I sit here and think about, what am I going to remember from this? And all I could think of is Leon S. Kennedy crushed a rat's head with a fire fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I'm going to remember. And I'll be lucky if I retain that, because none of the motivations for anyone make sense. There's no real through line for any of the characters, of which there are too many. It's not a huge cast, but there's still too many characters. Like, Jun Si isn't even that essential. Like, it feels like they tried to do two plot lines that interweave into a really brilliant thing, but there's no brilliant thing, and they don't interweave well, and Claire isn't even integrated correctly.
Or at all.
Or at all. A lot of these characters in this just feel like, yeah, we wanted to have not Chris and not Aya. So we'll have characters very, very visually similar to them.
Yeah, they wanted those archetypes. It's worth noting, we should cover the plot real quick for anyone who's listening to this but may not watch it, which I would recommend.
There's a plot?
No, it's fairly easy to just burn through the entire plot.
Imagine a cliff notes of a real book, but half of the pages burnt up and only fragments of words are left. That's the plot of this. Here we go. The Middle East. Zombies were there 6 years ago. Infected U.S. soldiers. Turns out U.S. government working with Tricell. Also, Asian agent has Asian brother who they go to China to see, who is in fact infected and still alive 6 years later, but they had a microchip in his body who monitored his body. So that's the evidence they're going to use to expose everything.
Yeah. A military guy who's like way up there now is trying to become a super millionaire by making everyone need to rely on Zombrex from Dead Rising to make sure that they don't turn into bioweapons. and it's really stupid.
It is. It's impressively dumb how none of it works well
and
together
how well
at all.
He survives after getting fucked 30 immediately in the last episode.
No, nobody's motivations make sense, least of all Leon's.
Yeah, it was really good. Leon's like, "You're committing treason." And the guy's like, "Yeah." And then he shoots him.
No, don't shoot Ray Chase. He's mugging to the camera again.
Ray Chase, like, one of the few things in this that fired my neurons was Ray Chase talking about terror and fear.
Because the entire time we're like, please say chaos.
I'm like, he's gonna say chaos.
Please say chaos.
He's gonna say chaos. It's gonna happen. It has to happen. I need this.
Dan gaslit me into thinking that Ray Chase is the dude from Stranger in Paradise.
God, put that dude in a Resident Evil game. He'll fucking solve the problem.
Yes. Honestly, when we used to get Resident Evil spinoffs, I feel like that was the exact character it would be in those.
So, what was Ray Chase's plan? It was literally just to go ooga booga. I'm a bioweapon. Look at what he did.
Yes.
Yes. Not to use the medical chip.
Terror.
That would give all these newspapers the evidence to expose this intelligently. No, to pop out as a big boogeyman.
That last part's so bad.
Well, I had to check. I had to check and see what the point of conflict here was. Because I had never internalized that Raccoon City was supposed to be a cover-up and nobody knows zombies exists.
Yes.
At this point in the timeline.
Yes, at this point in the timeline.
The whole conceit is that Leon is a cop and is like, no, we have to do things internally.
Yeah,
you can't go to the press.
Yeah, that's what they're going with.
Yes.
I mean,
he's not planning to kill anyone except maybe the dude who deserves to die anyway. But he's not he's just like, I'm going to out the bioweapons, and Leon's like, "No, that'll cause problems for the narrative of the CIA. I have to stop you."
I think that's extra weird, like, because they put that after they blow up a U.S. submarine and kill everyone on board for seemingly no reason.
That's what I was going to ask. That I was going to say, that literally seemed like there was no reason in the least.
Yeah, that's there to cause Leon not to want to do this, I think. But them doing it makes no sense.
I think the point is that the Secretary of Defense, who is the villain in this? That's the government guy that works with Tricell and wants to make money off my weapons.
Wilson, right?
Yes.
Wilson,
I don't remember.
I don't blame you.
Yep.
Just to be clear, I do not believe.
I assume he did it because he wants the president to take a hardline stance against China.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's like, I blew up the lab. and it was actually to make everybody think it was China.
But here's the thing. He blew up the sub, even though Jason? Is that the name of that character?
Yeah, Jason. Yeah.
Jason
name.
And Junsi murder everyone on the sub.
Yes.
Yeah, so their going show is his part of that plan for seemingly no reason.
Yeah,
where they go kill everyone on the sub and makes them obviously villains.
But then they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to make you think in that moment that they're on the same team as a potential bad guy. And then they're like, okay, but we're bad, but on the other sect of this.
Which doesn't make any sense.
And it's great because it's like, I might try to turn you on to our side. So I'm just going to talk about terror the whole time.
Yeah.
But then the other character would be like, no, here's the actual reason that doesn't make me sound like an insane person.
Here's the actual reason that doesn't make me come off as Jack.
We're on the same side, but he's crazy. So he'll kill me later in the dumbest scene in the entire thing.
For absolutely no reason.
I was shocked because it made no sense in a way I wasn't ready for.
This script really is written by someone who does live action adaptations of anime, all right.
I'm like, they haven't hurt a woman in the past 10 minutes, so this scene had to happen.
Yeah, speaking of hurting women, why does he just kill her in the climax?
We don't know.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. There is absolutely no motivation. It's just a thing that happened. And honestly, the moment you said in the intro that this was written by someone who wrote live action adaptations of anime, that made a lot of that make sense.
I honestly was like, maybe he, when it first did it, I was like, oh, he lost control.
No.
No, he did not.
No.
He was fully in control even after that.
Yeah.
Well, he's the villain, so he has to just start murdering people now?
Yeah, he has to kill her because she still did a bad thing, but we can't have Leon kill women?
We wrote a story where the villain wants to out the malfeasance of the U.S. government, and seemingly nothing else. He doesn't want to do it via a terror attack. He just wants to do it, to the press. And Leon doesn't want it to get to the press. He wants to trust the United States government to take action internally if he gives them evidence.
Yeah. Which is insane. But I think that Jason wants to go out there, be a big boogeyman and start killing people.
Yes.
Ooga booga terror.
On live television.
Yes. And that will be the fear and terror that leads to this. I think.
And then shuffling.
Yeah, it's really unclear.
He could just be hulked out mode, not kill anybody and calmly explain, hey, I'm real.
He could be like
that's
Mac.
What I assumed would happen.
Stop calling
that is
him
what
Mac.
I assumed his plan was.
Oh, that'd be great. He could be like Knack. He could come up and be like, hello, everyone. I am a bioweapon. Let me explain. And then some fucking doctor who's like, my wife's dead, so I'm an asshole now. We'll explain for us.
Okay.
I have to bitch about this.
Okay.
One of the strengths of Resident Evil, in my mind, is that it is relatively grounded for a zombie thing.
Let me think.
So, like Resident Evil, it gets into the water supply and it fucks up the city. It doesn't instantly kill everyone on Earth. You know, it's like always these isolated incidents.
Yeah.
Because zombies spreading, you know, through biting is not going to happen. And even the secret labs are usually like, okay, I could see someone building something like this secretly. Like, the secret lab in Resident Evil 2 Remake is not really that massive. It's like, big central room.
Yeah, that one's actually weirdly small compared to how the original came across to me, but I digress.
Like, 6 is crazy.
The secret lab in this is like the size of a small city, and it's like under the White House.
Yes.
The secret lab at the end.
And millions of gallons of acid in tanks somewhere.
Yeah, the secret lab in this finale is the same as the finale area in Resident Evil 6, where it's just this giant central elevator station that can also go underwater.
Yeah.
As someone who just played that, I'm like, this is the exact same building.
But yeah, that secret lab looked like it was just at some random Air Force base. It looked like we were having the conference at a typical, having been on Air Force bases. It just looked like one of the hangars they have for one of those.
Yeah.
So this is just, they, this is a conversation we had during the film.
Yes, it, like, it is.
How in the world did they accidentally, because the president doesn't know. The president doesn't know about Wilson's project. He doesn't know about any of that. How did he accidentally have the press outing, the press hearing for the discussion whether or not we'll be going to war with China on the secret military base that has the Wilson project going on, and also Jason's there?
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, they, at the end of the movie, they all get like, what was the final of the Batman Nolan trilogy?
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, they get the Dark Knight Rises power of just all being where they need to be for the final events.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, we're gonna put all the cops in the sewers.
It's like, yeah, somehow Leon and other lady teleport from Shanghai.
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. At least Leon didn't need to alert that he was there by setting the Leon logo on fire on a building.
Yeah, then this movie would have been good.
Yeah, it would have. It would have got four points if it did that.
Yeah, it actually would have been really incredible if it got dumber and more fantastic.
Leon learns how to summon the rats.
I would have raised this good number of points if they just ended the movie with Claire and Leon working together to fight this stupid monster.
It's okay. They wrote... See, there's this thing you do when you screenwrite, okay? This is a Hollywood insider tip right here. You write a sentence and you make that the theme of your thing. And by the theme, I mean you have characters repeat that sentence and act like it's meaningful.
Fear.
Also, that doesn't suit you.
It's funny because he's wearing a suit.
It's like we get it, please.
It's so bad.
It's really good when they replayed Jason saying that shit about fear when it didn't fit at all. It didn't fit the scene. It doesn't actually fit the series all that well.
But, you know, terror will be spread if he releases that microchip. So he's got to stop Jason's second version of that plan. Why did he have a first version of that plan if he could just use the microchip? Why did he kill her again?
We have no, there's no explanation. The screenwriter couldn't explain it to you. This really is the worst piece of Resident Evil content I've ever consumed.
Yeah, I don't ask these questions when I play, even after playing Resident Evil 6. I'm like, no, I got this. I understand this. That dude was cucked and he was mad. Like, I understand this. Right. This one, I'm like, this dude got bit into and I feel like his neck got ripped open, but he was still fine 25 minutes later, so yeah. They could show the Tri-Cell briefcase because this is before 5.
Yeah, they showed... Casey's talking about Wilson gets bitten by the main antagonist. The bite mark looks like it's taking up most of his shoulder and neck. Somehow dude walks away, and this dude's like in his 60s.
Yeah, after being pinned and pushed against a glass tube for what felt like a minute.
Yeah.
And then 25 minutes later, he's like, he's out. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Like, yeah, he got out of the facility that was filling with acid and falling apart.
Yes.
This dude that could barely move.
I was very confused how that was possible.
This is written by morons. You know, normally I'll give a little bit more rope and be like, maybe there were demands by studios or other writers or any. No, this is written by a stupid person who doesn't get Resident Evil or storytelling. Yeah. Like, gets neither.
Do you want to see more parts of the Middle East scene? Why don't we play the entire thing 3 times, adding a minute each time?
That was traumatic. That was really RE6 Chris vibes, but way worse.
Yeah.
At least then he like fought a snake that turned invisible. That, which was very funny. Nothing here was funny.
Yeah, I think... Also, we haven't even talked about, because it's not the core problem, right? It's not the biggest problem. We haven't talked about the visuals at all and how the character models have 10 million polygons and Quixel Megascan skin. But the environments they're moving through look like a rough 7th-gen game a lot of the time.
And their animations look like Source Filmmaker. That is what it was.
So here's the
thing. That is what was breaking me.
Here's the thing with that. I've seen a lot of Source Filmmaker stuff, like, I can't fucking... A lot of the Coach memes.
Yeah, those are great.
Their animations are fucking unbelievably smooth and svelte, and Source Filmmaker has a good motion blur. This had neither. The animations are terrible. Like, they're worse than Resident Evil 4 by a huge order of magnitude.
Because you tried to talk up 5, and I'm like, dude, 4.
Yeah, I mean, 5, like every animation of 5 looks better than this.
That's another thing that really bothered me about this, is because this is explicitly post four Super Chad Leon.
Yes.
We don't, I feel like we don't get like a single Leon says a stupid thing he thinks is really cool moment.
We did.
Like,
rest
we did.
In peace, asshole, at the end of the White House occupation.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's the one.
I feel like there's one more, but I can't even remember it.
We need something as good as your left hand comes off.
You're not going to get anything clever from these people.
Yeah, no, they can't write.
Well, I can't believe the writer of Breast Volleyball can't make something really memorable.
At one point, I don't remember exactly what it was, Dan, but you paused it and told us to look at the background during the first terror conversation. Was it like a phone in the back that just looked rendered
wrong? Yeah, on the submarine, the phone, the landline-ish phone hanging on the wall just looks wrong. It doesn't look rendered at the same time as the rest of the room. Like, we had, once again, Quixel Mega Scan-looking fucking cabinets with weirdly high-quality wood grain that doesn't look right at all.
Bob's like, I'm looking at the cabinets, and Dan's like, that doesn't even track for me. I'm not even looking.
I'm like, that almost matches the main characters in the way that the fidelity's too high, but it just looks wrong. But that phone on the wall just... It didn't look rendered at the same resolution or something. It was so bizarre. It was like a phone made entirely of bump mapping. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, that was nuts.
I've got a good comparison for animations.
Okay, sure.
You know Resident Evil 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you do the commands to other players, like the thumbs up.
The thumbs up, yeah.
It looks like that for the whole movie. Like the most awkward... It moves too fast and wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, it's simultaneously too fast and too stilted.
Mm-hmm.
It's
every time we saw a wide shot of seeing someone's legs, like, no, don't show that. If they're walking away, please don't show their lower half.
The amount of times Dan referenced, like, an animatronic going...
Yeah, I'm like, you can hear the servo sounds as fucking Claire moves. There's a dramatic scene as June C tries to explain what happened to her brother, to Leon. And they cut to the wide, and the guy who was in the room taking care of Junsi's brother, he has his hands up in this please don't position and doesn't really move a whole lot. Junsi is A-posing. And Leon's just doing his thing, and they cut to the wide, and I'm like, please stop showing this.
No.
Also, there's a really bad sense of composition, and it really just seems like they did every camera movement they could during a scene because they know it doesn't look good. Like, they're just like, fly the camera through the room like a drone, you know, track to the right as you pan to the left. It's like an idiot who has a drone and high production values but doesn't know how to use a camera. It's really complicated to explain, but it just kills me.
Well, in making the 3D show like this, it gives you infinite possibilities to screw up.
Yes. I found my favorite part of this that somehow isn't the rat fight, which was impossible. The part in the first episode where they're like, we're going to use flashlights really cool. By just clicking them on and off very quickly.
You know, while we're talking about the first episode,
sure,
this whole series was basically pitched as, like, all the trailers insinuated this was going to be about a terror attack on the White House, like a whole series about that.
Yeah,
no,
that's in one episode resolves strangely fast, and it's never talked about again.
More than a third of that episode isn't the White House part, so really, it was like a 16-minute set piece.
Yeah. I was really upset. I was like, I was all in for...
Yeah, that was much more interesting as a premise.
Yeah, like having a DC outbreak. But no. No.
See, that's the thing. I didn't know about the marketing with this, so I just saw that part, and I'm like, this is literally the most pandering to what you think Americans would find exciting you could.
Yeah, I know. It was exciting.
That's how all of it feels?
Yes. I mean...
Or it's like they want stuff about the government and terrorism.
They want stuff about the government and the Middle East and dealing with or being afraid of China and China being framed and the government's the true evil. And it's like, can you add a single layer to this? Can you just not be the most broad? Like, this movie came out three times, I feel like, in the aughts.
Yeah.
Different versions of this as movies came out three times in the aughts, and they were all better. It's staggering, this movie, this series. It genuinely, there's nothing to hold on to at any point. There was a legitimate fear, I think, among the people watching it that they wouldn't remember a single fucking thing about this. Meanwhile, I just sit here recollecting the fucking plot when you summarize it is the stupidest sounding thing. The Resident Evil games are games known for, so you're up in the Spanish mountains, you're going through the forest, now you're in an Egyptian tomb.
Yeah,
Resident Evil games are B-movies. For some reason, this was afraid to do that.
What I was going to say, though, is they're that weird and disconnected, and they still seem more connected than this did, because the things lead into each other. It's like, well, how did you get here? I went down a hole.
This is what they rendered. I'm sorry. It's just, this happens
this
now.
Is just what's down this hole, and we all have to deal with that. it's a real shame. This is possibly the worst thing I've watched on Netflix. We've reviewed multiple anime, I believe, from Netflix on Weeaboots, and I could easily say this is worse than any of them, and that's staggering. Because they look pretty bad, and their plots are pretty dumb, and they don't handle their subject matter very well. Like, I'm trying to remember the name of that CG one, Bob.
I'm trying to remember what we've reviewed from Netflix.
It was a CG one. I'm barely recollecting the plot.
Oh, Blame.
Yes,
that's
Blame.
That's not even on Netflix side. That Blame is an esoteric, bizarre manga.
Okay, but here's the thing. The movie didn't handle the subject matter very well.
Yeah.
And I can't speak to the original source material. I'm just sitting here and I'm like, yeah, but even though it didn't exactly do the most interesting things with that conceit, at least it had a conceit.
Oh, yeah, that was there's hundreds of times better than this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't great.
We weren't that positive on it. In fact, I would say it ended up in about the middle or lower half of all of Weeaboots.
Probably.
As I recall it. And man, that stands tall over this.
Yes.
It's like, I'm 5'11". It's fucking killing me. Did anyone else expect this? Because when they first announced this, I was really cynical and skeptical. But I was going to give it a chance. I didn't think it would literally be worse than I could have anticipated.
No, I just thought it would be like stupid, but funny.
Yeah, I thought it would be like the CG movies.
I expected it to be like a 5, just like completely neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this was fine.
I thought it would be like the other last two CG movies that were goofy fun.
Right.
Like that's what I expected. Like, I haven't seen the second one of those. Why don't we watch that?
I don't know. We should have.
Where the fuck is the scene where Chris and some other guy are doing like the Three Stooges running around on the floor shooting at each other?
That's what we were talking about. I was like, oh man, that's all I know about that these things do. I hope it's cool like that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah. I'm like, damn, so, this is worse than Space Jam 2. He's like, yeah, I know how this happened.
did anybody else lose it when the tyrant loses his arm and it's like his arm just like falls off like an action figure.
You just see the bone.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon bone and like cartoon red meat.
And it's like, how does this make sense? It's like anti-material rifle. You used the Lightning Hawk earlier and it did nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good sniper rifle, but come on. After you had everything else just bounce.
It's just the spiral from fucking Devil May Cry.
Yes.
Yeah. I was expecting something close to the other CG movies.
Yeah, I was expecting any manner of joy anywhere in
right,
this.
Right. I was expecting 20 minutes of boredom, at least, and then some funny stuff, and then some really dumb stuff that's almost funny, but not quite. This is lacking all of that.
Yeah,
except for the boredom.
Because I figured when the White House outbreak started, then that was when the movie would just start running and keep going.
Right.
Instead of immediately stopping it and then never doing it again.
And then replaying a lot of the first episode two more times.
God. I never want to see any piece of Resident Evil content in the Middle East ever again.
Yeah, like, that's just the point I'm at, yeah.
Using real military stuff is bad and boring in this series.
Yeah, fucking 6 in the Middle East wasn't great, and this is so much worse.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I actually haven't played the Resident Evil Revelation games. Bob, does Revelations 1 or 2 have the Middle East in it? I know 1's mostly on a boat.
The 1's on a boat. I haven't played much of it. Okay. 2, I've played like half of it, and I don't think there's any Middle East. And Claire gets to do things.
They're using
Claire's design from Revelations 2.
No way.
And she's just... does nothing in this. It's really weird.
Yeah, that one jumps locations, but I don't think there's a desert in that. It's like spooky house and like a prison.
Okay, well that's good.
It's like a penal colony, I think, is like an abandoned penal colony is one. And I think the other's just like a spooky house or like a factory.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It doesn't do anything like dumb desert that is bad.
Sorry, I said Revelations. The actual name is Revelatons.
Yeah, I know, it is. That's why I was like, okay, he's just making fun of how it's like Revelatons.
It's a good box.
Yeah, it stands up there with Naruto Powerful Shippuden.
Yo!
Jesus Christ.
But also, why is Claire a reporter? That feels like the lame.
It sucks
feels
like so
when
bad.
You don't know when you
We're
don't
riding
know
a
what
woman.
Your heroine. That
yeah, because like in every other game, you would expect her to be researching things, like in the midst of it, looking for Chris.
In every other game, she's a member of TerraSave, which is like a human rights agency dedicated to rooting this shit out, like the.
Yeah, and they brought that up in this.
Works for the newspaper.
They brought up TerraSave in this.
Yeah, at the end they just said that it was a humanitarian effort to reestablish like communities, not to search out this stuff.
Yeah, and Panam Stan.
Yeah, but in Banana Stan.
Yes,
and
Banana Stan. You said that and it ruined that name forever.
I was able to cope with this really bad fictional Middle East place called Panamstam until they said Panamstanis, and I'm like, okay, now it's we've got there. This
wouldn't have happened if you stand Panam.
I don't know, man. This is a real shame that this is this bad. I don't think anyone quite anticipated that moment.
Yeah, they should have just given her a chain gun.
But she doesn't use it.
Yes.
Then someone still tases her.
Oh, man. It's really fucked up that they just had Claire there as well because, you know, 2 remake. They're like, we need this. We need to show both of them on the promotional material. It's the only way.
Yeah, to trick people into going, oh, I want a Claire movie.
Man. How about that music, though?
What music?
Yeah. I'm
the only time I realized there was music was the intro.
See, the only time I realized there was music was during the conclusion when it got pretty orchestral. And I was like, yeah, I guess I could see this playing during a JoJo scene. I guess.
Yeah, because as soon as I'm like, who's Yugo Kano? And I Google it, and it's like JoJo Part 5 YouTube videos of just tracks from it. It's like, oh yeah, he's been doing him since at least Part 3.
See, and that's funny to me because during the credits, I made the joke of, we got Kano. Yoko Kano? Looks at paper.
We have Yoko Kano at home.
This is a good one to have at home. It's too bad he was asleep while composing this because he knew.
Yeah, I hope he knew because, man, look at this. Oh, man. Okay. Does anyone have any other specific elements they want to get into, or are we going to wrap this? Because here's the thing. There isn't a lot to talk about because there isn't a lot.
Yeah, it really feels like we covered basically everything that happened in this movie.
There's basically no line worth talking about other than the terror thing.
Oh, right. There was one other thing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
What are people's guesses what infinite darkness even means? Does it relate to anything in this show?
Oh, it terror.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be terror and fear.
No, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be 100%.
Because if they let it spread, it will create infinite darkness.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's
and
a stretch.
I was waiting for them to say that because it clearly felt like that's where they were going, but they didn't do that.
But then they
part.
Went, okay, you get it. I'll go home. Yeah, no, that's it. It is terrible. It's the fucking worst, actually. Oh man. Yeah, I wish there was more to talk about here, but
I don't.
I do, because then I would have watched a thing with things worth talking about in it.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that part where the acid is coming up on Claire in her folding chair, and then like 5 minutes later, it's like only an inch higher.
I know. That was very funny, because she starts wiggling and like trying to get out of the chair, and I'm like, bitch, the legs are melting. You're lucky you don't just immediately flop over into the acid. This is terrible. But yeah, no, that's...
like, this is just... it sucks so bad. Claire does nothing and is fucking useless and dead weight. And Leon is like a simp for the government.
With mild undertones of being a simp for Chun-Si, but the moment she's killed, he doesn't seem that affected.
He's like... oh.
It's like, I only liked her because she looked vaguely like a...
yeah,
Ada. That's
what I got.
Right?
I don't know if that's what they intended, but that's definitely what I got, where I was just like, man, Leon, do you need to have a type? Is that really a thing we need?
See, this movie would have been a 10 if Chris had sensed that and shown up to fist fight the tyrant.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, no, Chris would have raised this movie so much.
That would have been something that happened.
Yes.
Yeah, it would have been neat if things happened.
Again, if they were just some cool team up between Claire and Chris to fight the creature, anything,
the organism.
Anything.
Yet again, need to have the conversation of Leon talks to Jason about all of this. Jason calmly explains fear and all that, and then says, oh, so you're committing treason. Shoots him immediately. Junsi, nah, let's have a really long conversation about this. I'll see your sick brother. I will now fly back to America with you to meet in the secret base.
Jason was about to shoot him, so I get that Leon would get him, but still.
It's so insane.
It was really bad. Jason, a terrible plan maker, should have led with a sane explanation and not started raving like a lunatic.
Yeah.
But that is his whole character for some reason.
For some reason.
Let me tell you about chaos.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly. He started telling me about chaos when instead he, you know, like he should have calmly explained things. Instead, he ends up in the tier with Jack talking about chaos and fucking Joe Pesci from Resident Evil 5 on the boat. It's just like, I'm not going to listen to this guy.
I need to tell you about Splinter Cell Chaos Siri for the Xbox original.
And then that's, nope, we just toss him overboard.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this. Let's go ahead and wrap up and give our final reviews and scores. We'll go ahead and lead with KZ.
This is one of that level of bad where the funny and parts that I enjoyed can't even enjoy them. Where I'm like, that happened. But it's so saturated in the most boring, bad thing I've seen that I just... I'll give it a zero.
Have we okay, yeah, let's
one,
just
one,
we'll
I'll
stick
do,
one yeah, to, like we'll a, stick one to ten.
I'll do one.
Okay, we'll go to Bob.
This is really bad. I'm going to put it at a 2 because I know there are worse. This isn't a -5 on the cursed content scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, not
because this doesn't revolt me at any point.
Yeah.
So that's why it gets a 2. It doesn't go into disgusting, which would give it a 1.
Mm-hmm. It just likes to beat women.
Yeah, you're not mentally deeply scarred by anything it showed you.
Uh-huh.
You don't have any brain spiders now whose eggs have been planted.
Right, and I don't have any weird fears of, like, this is if Resident Evil is how it goes out. This is all.
So you don't have the Lords of Shadow 2 feeling in your stomach?
Yeah, there's not that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. We'll go with Mr. Feel. Yeah.
I'm going to give this a 2 because things can be worse. Like this was boring, but at least I was like, maybe there will be some payoff.
That was what I was saying.
Like I legitimately had no idea where this was going because they never establish anything. It's like, what will the climax of this be where you have done nothing for 50 minutes?
Yeah, right.
So it's like, so it has the buff of I cannot perceive the true form of its attack. But this was still bad and boring and dumb, and it's it's any attempt to actually directly connect to the real Resident Evil is pathetic, and it treats women really embarrassingly badly.
Yeah.
So yeah, too.
Okay. Here's the thing with me. As bad as things can get, they can show you scarring things. They can show you things that are repulsive. They can also do fascinating things that are unique to them that you will remember them for, like a camera move or something else, some character who's especially bad. But this thing doesn't have anything worth retaining in it. There's literally nothing of value in Resident Evil Infinite Darkness. There's no hilariously bad thing. There's no even the visuals don't stand out enough, where it's like these characters look really high res, but the backgrounds look really, really lo-fi. It's really complicated because I felt absolutely nothing from this except for my time disappearing. And knowing being viscerally aware of how something will leave you completely unchanged, but will take time from your life, is its own negative penalty. I'm going to go ahead and give this a 1. I legitimately would enjoy something worse that had more unique things about it. I would enjoy that more. I'm a person who's definitely into watching a thing that is bad, but has interesting things in it.
God.
This has no interesting things in it. It's just 100 minutes of my life gone.
We've had a bad week of media, huh?
Oh, what do you mean? if you broadly cover the last week, we did Goblet of Fire, Space Jam 2, and this was so far beneath the other two.
Yeah.
And something else we won't talk about that you're like, it's going to get a 7 and it's going to seem like the best thing we've ever seen.
it's nuts. It's nuts. It's a real shame. I wish there was anything in this. Like, even more Leon one-liners would have helped.
Literally anything.
Get a single point above the lowest score. It's just, there's nothing. It's a whole lot of nothing. Sorry to take your brand, Bob. I know you would feel love calling things nothing, but this literally feels like a void of my life.
It was nothing.
It's like you stepped in a doorway and you appeared at the other end of that hallway, right? And all you can recall is you lost an hour of your life going through.
Yeah, it's like the commute to work.
No, that's therapeutic. I'm like, oh, I'm driving. I'm listening to music. I get to zone out. I get to not make decisions right now. I'm just driving a car and dealing with traffic, and that's it. Meanwhile, this is like, you'll engage with my milquetoast styrofoam ass. And I'm like, no.
So what did this get? A 6?
Oh, God. 1 second.
1, 1, 2, 2?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. According to that, it got half the score of our worst scoring thing, the McRib.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'd rather eat a McRib than this any fucking day of the week.
Yeah, our lowest scoring thing is a McRib at 12.
My God.
Yeah, there you go.
6.
Yeah, 6. Wow.
That's pretty fucking dire, my man. That's pretty fucking dire. Well,
yeah, if you wanted to rate it based on like media that we watch, I mean, fucking Star Wars episode not got a 31.
Yeah, because it's tantric and has a bunch of things in it.
Yeah, but at least I'm having fun.
Yeah, there are moments, there are lines, there are events, there are special effects, there are things. I wish there were things in this. It's so bad.
Yeah, this thing didn't have a story. That one had 4 stories.
Could you imagine if anything in the Middle East that happened there isn't something you've seen a million times before?
That'd be neat.
I'm like, I played 6.
Yeah, it's like 6 happened. Call of Duties have happened. Every war movie has happened in the middle. Like, come on. This is literally something.
I have one thing that killed me about this.
Okay, go ahead.
When the Middle East thing, they pull the guy out from under the chopper that crashed. He is missing all of his limbs, and he's still alive. And they're like, yeah, we're going to save him.
Yeah, 7th Genman.
That sort of thing does happen. They're confident that they can save him. They might need more immediate medical attention to accomplish this.
Yeah.
Because it's clear they don't have anything to treat him, but they're confident.
But I guess that's wrapped up to the virus was keeping him alive and he had suppressors for it.
It's
but you don't think it's suspicious.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
This is rough.
Anyways, thank you for anyone who listened to this. Thank you to people who support us on GB Podcast Patreon. We set out on this endeavor because we think it's important to give things like this attention. We did not expect it to be this bad. Whoops.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I never would have expected this.